With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A prosecutor is out in President Trump's Georgia election case.
Judge Scott McAfee ruled District Attorney Fonnie Willis can step aside or Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade must be removed. Willis and Wade had a romantic relationship. Wade later offered his resignation, saying he was doing so in the interest of democracy and to quickly move the case forward. McAfee did not find the relationship was a conflict of interest, but said the allegations created an appearance of impropriety that infected the prosecution team. Donald Trump's team wanted Fonnie Willis and her team kicked off the case. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has signed a law that allows a state commission to discipline and remove what Kemp described as rogue and incompetent prosecutors who refuse to uphold the law. He signed off on the law Wednesday before the judge's decision was announced in the Fonnie Willis case. Also at SRNnews.com, former Vice President Mike Pence will not endorse former President Trump for president in 2024.
They ran together on the 2016 ticket and served in the White House for 4 years. But Pence told Fox News, quote, "It should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year." The former vice president said it's about more than their disagreement over the January 6th Capitol riot. Pence argued that Trump's stance on the national debt, abortion restrictions, and TikTok is at odds with the conservative agenda they had while in the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
22-year-old Navy sailor facing three new charges for reportedly spying for Chinese intelligence. Jing Chao Wei is accused of sharing pictures, videos, and more than 50 manuals of U.S. military intel. The Justice Department charged Wei yesterday under an Espionage Act law. He pleaded not guilty. This is SRN News. An NBA player used a recent media appearance to urge people to repent and believe in Jesus. 22-year-old Jaden Ivey of the Detroit Pistons shared his Christian faith when talking to reporters after a team victory.
First, I just want to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and to any of you know the world that's hearing this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus is coming back. And we all have to repent for our sins, and we have to put our faith in Jesus. He will come back when you least expect it, and you know it's time to wake up if you haven't put your faith in Jesus Christ.
The YouTube video of his post-game interview has been viewed more than 36,000 times at last check. Clips of Ivy's comments have also been posted on Instagram and TikTok. He was the fifth overall pick in the 2022 NBA draft. This is SRN News. With the April 8th total solar eclipse right around the corner, everybody's trying to make some money.
Hotels and resorts along the Prime Path are bringing visitors in with special packages, while some big companies like Southwest and Delta are selling seats on eclipse viewing flights. Still, small businesses within the path of darkness appear to be leading the charge. Towns and shop owners have been planning for the eclipse and anticipating huge crowds. Jason Walker reporting.
Popular spring break spot in South Florida is implementing a curfew beginning tonight. City of Miami Beach says the ordinance will run from midnight to 6 a.m. every day until Monday morning. Officers will patrol most of the beach to make sure people and businesses are following the rules. They say they're protecting the public from the dangerous activity that's taken place over spring break in recent years. More details at SRNnews.com.